Podcast. Oh, welcome to the Tales from the Longbox Podcast. This is episode 334. Spotlight on Image Comics, the Realm Number One, circa 2017. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard. Happy New Year.
I am Murray Fox.
Well, hello. This is our last episode for 2017, and we are going to be looking at the Realm by.
But it drops in 2018, so it's the first one of 2018.
Yes, that's true. Good point. Recording it. Yes, very good point. So yeah, okay.
Anyway. Okay, I'm done. I'll see you guys next year. Bye.
No.
I made a good point. I can't stick around any longer.
No, that's fine. Let's see. So yeah, this is by the Realm is by Seth M. Peck and Jeremy Hahn. And if I haven't mentioned it before, Jeremy Hahn is somewhat of a local, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, local boy to me. He lives up in Joplin, is about 30 minutes away. I've met him several times. But he's, you know, the story of a local guy got good. He's got several comics with Image. He's done, he's an artist, but he writes too. He did the art on this, but he's done Batwoman, Detective Comics. He had an exclusive with who was a Top Cow for a while. He's one of his other books called The Beauty that he wrote with and co-created with owner of a comic shop up in Joplin, which that's Joplin, Missouri, by the way. I can't call him by his first name, but I do. I've met him several times, and he's a nice guy. So
why can't you call him by his first name?
Well, I don't know. I don't know him that well. You know, we're not on a first name basis. That's what I meant to say.
Ah.
But anyway, and he does really good work. This is a little bit about this comic. I'm not going to give the spiel that's on the website because it kind of gives it away, but. If you're a gamer, this is like Fallout and Skyrim mixed together. So that's pretty cool. I like it. That's about it. I guess we can get started.
I'm not a gamer, and I still enjoyed it. So.
Yes. Well, no. I was using those as a reference because Fallout is a post-apocalyptic game. And Skyrim is a medieval fantasy game. So you put those two together, and that's what this book is. That's why I said it like that.
They sound like something you'd pay extra for from a prostitute in Vegas.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Skyrim is an extra $100.
All right, then. Okay, I'll start.
I would know personally, I don't go to Vegas. So.
No, I haven't been to Vegas in years.
We used to go there. I saw you there.
That's right. That's probably what? Yeah. We did meet there actually.
What happens in Vegas?
No, it's not a big. Used to be a Microsoft conference there every year. I went eight of the 10 years it was, and one of the times we were both there at the same time, and that's when we met face to face.
I couldn't hang around in kitty chat.
Yeah.
Let's just end the story there.
Okay, it's over with.
Much
That's
more
it.
Fascinating.
Yes, okay.
Skyrim.
Yes. All right, let's get going. The Realm. Oh, and I'm hit the right window here. Okay, yes. The Realm, created by Jeremy Hahn and Seth M. Peck, which apparently wrote X-Men at one time. I've really never heard of him. They got Jeff Lemire to do a alternate cover of one of the issues, and this particular alternate cover is by Tony Moore. I don't think my copy has that, but anyway. So imagine a scene quite like Walking Dead, where it is a city that has been ravaged. Speaking of Tony Moore, it is. You can tell that there's nobody around. The buildings look very haggard and destroyed. And you see a lone man walking in front of a woman on a horse.
It's Mary and Joseph.
Okay, we'll go with that. And he's carrying a very large...
Clean. The streets are very, very clean for a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, you know, it might be... I don't know, maybe the sorcerers and the orcs and stuff, they like to keep it clean. I don't know. They have a orc sweeper.
Orcs are the janitors of the future.
Yeah, exactly. That's
right. Those damn anal retentive sorcerers. Yes.
So they're walking along, and you see the guy on foot lift up his binoculars and says, "Something headed this way. We must take cover. It's big enough. It's like it'll likely pass by, but let's not give it a reason to pay any attention to us. Now keep quiet, no matter what. Don't look up. That'll help." And of course, a typical woman, when you tell her to be quiet, what did she say? "What are you quiet?" Because, you know, it's like, duck. Why? You know. That's that kind of thing. Anyway, that's a whole
hashtag me too.
Yeah. There's a guy that does a whole routine about that. Anyway, so he, you know, tells her quiet. She's got kind of like a cloak on the horse. And then you see they're like under a bridge and you see a street light that's not on, of course. And you hear this real horrible screech. And you see there's wonderful three panels. One, they're, you know, both looking up with the old crap look on their face. And then she puts her hand over her mouth in shock. And apparently it's nasty enough that she looks away. You know, he did tell her not to look up. And be ready to move if it should double back, he says. So then they take off, and he's got his rifle pointed to the sky as a precaution. And she says, "Can't we just wait here a while to be safe? Not if I can help it. Almost a day behind schedule as it is, and your father isn't going to pay me extra." And she says, "He's not my father. All the same, time is money. We've wasted enough of it already." And you see... a sign, street sign, or actually a highway sign, says Holland City Limit, wherever that is. We have no idea. And it looks like they're going to a big mall type thing, very reminiscent of that particular panel there is reminiscent of Back to the Future, where, you know, it's Twin Pines and then later One Pines or something anyway. So they're walking up, and you could see...
Lone Pine.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. I remember I missed that the first time. I'd read some article that pointed it out that it was Twin Pines and then later on One Pine. So it's like
they're in Michigan, by the way.
Oh, is Michigan? Is this where this is? Okay, good deal. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Michigan.
So this looks like it's an old Costco. The sign.
Oh yeah, look at that.
The sign. I didn't miss that the first time. Or actually, this is the third time I've read this. But anyway, it's a big, warehouse box store, maybe Costco, and it's got some kind of big drawn sign. Looks like something you'd see a 3-year-old make, actually.
A big 3-year-old.
Yeah, a big 3-year-old, because it's a huge sign. It's covering most of the Costco. And there's all kinds of barriers around it. It looks like... made up to that must be their stronghold, and they get up to the opening, and a couple of guys holler down at them from the top of it and says, "King expected you yesterday, Nolan. Things got complicated. If King thinks we could have done better, then maybe he should have done it himself. Now fuck off and let me through." Oh, explicit
language.
Tag. Yeah, explicit tag. We'll have to put the explicit tag on this. I'm not going to, it's better writ, you know, like that. So who wants to take, who's next?
Alrighty.
Cold open.
So they come right into the Costco and they see the king sitting on his throne.
Look at all those samplers.
Yes. My God.
They're going to be feasting for a while. Anyway, the king says, "Nolan, I was starting to get a little worried you'd fallen into some kind of trouble." He says, "I'm not even a full day off schedule, King. I got the girl as promised, and if you've got my money, I'll gladly be on my way. Straight to business. I like it. I hope the job didn't prove too difficult." And he says, "Well, it wasn't easy. Your intel sucked, and there are half a dozen drakes in the air between here and Missouri. Not sure what a drake is. I'm assuming it's what we see on the cover, that sort of...
It's a smaller version of a dragon. Probably about the size of a pony.
Oh, a pony dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Hate the drake.
Yeah, there you go.
Seinfeld reference. Thank you.
I got it. I get paid to do the agreed upon job, and this particular job had a lot of complications, not the least of which was a very inaccurate headcount of this young lady's captors. The information I gave you was the best available, man. I'm sorry it wasn't more precise. We aren't really living in the information age any longer. Interesting. So that seems to suggest that it is our own world.
Yes.
Something's gone weird.
Yeah, later on...
He has that...
Go ahead.
I was going to say he has the same symbol on his crown that was on the outside of Costco.
Yeah, if you read the other issues, there's only been four so far. The fifth one comes out 31st of January. But basically, it's been 10 to 15 years since whatever happened. It knocked out all technology. Mechanical stuff is still there, but magic and orcs and dragons and demons are all back. Back or there.
Okay.
Yeah, one of
the two. It's Will Smith's fault because of the goddamn movie he put out on Netflix with the orcs.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that might be it. I don't know. I haven't watched that yet, but I've heard mixed reviews.
Haven't either.
But anyway.
Go ahead, Murray. Sorry.
All righty. So Nolan says, well, I think the fair thing to do is compensate me for my extra time and effort. And then the king says, and if I refuse, I could just as easily have you killed and dumped in a hole, you know? And Nolan says, I don't think that'd prove as easy as you might expect. And he goes for his gun in his holster, and the king is like, I would prefer to do this without bloodshed, but we can do it the hard way if you'd like. And then all of his flunkies start grabbing spears and axes and knives, and they surround him, and Nolan gives the little lady a look. Then he starts doing the high karate chop chop with a kick here and a knife to the thigh.
Yeah, and
there.
Now, you might not realize the significance now, but he actually stops a machete with his hand and it makes a noise like rock.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. You know, I didn't pay any attention to that, but no one.
You know why? You'll figure out later. I didn't. And if you look at it in the panel up above it, look at his neck.
Oh, yeah, his neck is all...
Something... yeah, so anyway.
Scraggly.
That comes up later.
I thought those were just artistic choices, and I thought the lettering, he was actually splurching someone else's hand. So,
No, he stopped it with
That is his hand. His hand grabs a sword, and it's like... Schnick.
Yep.
Neck.
Mm-hmm. So there's
And his neck does look like it's had some work done.
Yeah, see,
effects when he throws the knife in that guy's gut, it's splooch or splutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck saying that. Oh, there's
but,
a splutch. Yeah, underneath.
Yeah, see, I read this a couple of
I'm looking at the one above.
Yeah.
Oh, the schnick or the end of the four.
Slita.
I don't know how you say it.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's duking out with these guys.
Very squishy.
And while he's making short work of them, the king is like, all right, enough. He pulls out a gun, points it at Nolan. Give me one reason not to kill you right now.
An old World War II German.
Luger.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's shaky. Okay, I like the shaky lines around it.
Oh, yeah, good deal.
Yeah, he is shaky. He's nervous or drugged up. He's spitting all over the place, too. the girl isn't your daughter. That was an outright lie, on top of all your shitty intel. What can I say? The skin trade is as profitable as any other. More so, maybe. I traded Sasha here for a shipment of antibiotics that turned out to be expired. You can't let people rip you off if you want to stay king out here. Harsh times, my man. Harsh times. He says, you got that right, you low rent. Bleep.
Okay.
See, I am conscious of the explicit tag.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
And I got to say, this artist has got a lot of, and I wanted to mention this on IMDb, Murray, but a lot of burn-isms going on here, especially this page. This page is very burn-like. That top panel and then the close-up on the king's eyes. Actually, all the king shots, the king looks like a burn character.
Yes. Yeah. And this is when the king says goodbye. Long live the king. Because he gets irked. His eyes get all big and wide, and you flip the page, and Sasha has stabbed him through the chest.
Ooh, ouch. From behind.
Yeah, from behind. Mm-hmm. And Nolan says, I'll be honest, I was scared there for a minute. Thought you'd maybe get cold feet when it came down to actually icing the prick. But she grabs the crown and she puts it on her head and she says, fuck him, he's a pig and I'm glad he's dead. He won't be missed by me or anyone else here. Good luck, Sasha. I think you'll probably need it. And she says, you too. We're square now. Next time you come through here, you pay the toll, just like everyone else. He says, I'll take that back. You'll be just fine. Boom, boom, boom. Take it away, Caleb.
All right, so we got a cool two-page spread, kind of an overview of this town, Holland, the world that they live in, and you see that the floating structure hanging above the town like there was on the cover. It looks like the Rock of Eternity from the DC comic universe, but it's got a big hole in the middle of it, like a donut.
Very, very good. I was trying to I was just thinking how you're going to describe that, but that makes perfect sense.
Thank you. And again, you can see the devastation going on in the world. It actually doesn't look that devastated. It just looks incredibly deserted. Mm-hmm. Like old Detroit, maybe. Actually, current Detroit.
Yeah. Good point.
And it is Michigan. But yeah, again, it's dirty. It's grimy. There's a film over the whole thing. It's very good. Good inking, good coloring.
Yeah, I agree.
In this, to show that. And then we are in what looks like a government building. Nope. Better yet, it's a library. No, it's a government building. And Holland is in there. Not Holland. What's his name?
Nolan.
Nolan, yes.
Thank you. He is. He walks into this office, and there's a guy with his feet up on a desk, and the guy's saying, expected you yesterday. I don't know. I didn't know you better. I might have been worried. Was King happy with your work? And Nolan says, not particularly. Why not? The long story, if you don't mind me cutting to the happy ending, he's dead. And the guy at the desk says, you do know killing our clients is bad business, don't you, Will? Dead customers are not repeat customers. And Nolan says, wasn't me this time, Marcus. The girl, Sasha, the one he paid me to find, she did it. The whole thing was fucked up. Jesus, man. Oops. Jesus, man. I thought it was a good gig. Nah. There's no one. It's fine, really. It was as safe as any other job these days. And they were in a storage room full of lots. It almost looks like a Costco.
Yeah.
And there are dead bodies in the foreground. And they are in the background gathering supplies. And what's his name? Marcus says, glad you feel that way because I got another job lined up. Someone says, rest for the work for the wicked, huh? All right, let's hear it. And he is disposing of used toothbrushes. That's kind of strange.
They're not disposing them, they are collecting them. They are commodities.
Yes. Gross. A used toothbrush. Mmm, yummy. But we'll find out more, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's more to come on the the used toothbrush front. And Marcus is happy about the used toothbrushes. And he says to Nolan, he says, not a lot to hear just yet. Client wants to meet you. Neutral ground, somewhere. Quiet, a warehouse out near the docks. Okay, I'll have Rook check it out. Make sure I'm not walking into a trap. And they do a bro hug. And Marcus says, sounds good. Glad to have you back, man. And then we switch scenes and we see an arrow going through an orc's face and saying, shunk, and this letterer is working it.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a group of miscreants. Again, this is very Burn. Like, they all got their individual looks. They're all a little cooler than cool. Plus, we have the bow and arrow person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, don't waste ammo. Wait for a clear shot. And one of the guys squatting nearby says, one of them has a gun. When did they start using guns? And they're talking about the orcs. And we pull back, and they're hiding behind a demolished car, and there's some orcs coming at them, and they're all of different sizes. They've got guns and knives and scythes and spears, and it's all very D&D. And then the guy who was talking about them having guns stands up, and he blows one of them away, but got one. But the big guy's still standing, and the big guy's coming, rah, and he attacks him with his axe, and he knocks his coworker aside. He says, ah, rah, rah. And the bow and arrow guy just stands there for a second, staring. Come on, then. Knocks his bow.
That's actually a girl, by the way.
I'm sure we would have gotten to that. I forgot.
Yeah.
And
it's fine.
Pulls back the arrow, and then another arrow, and then another arrow, and they're all hitting their mark on the orc. And the orc is diving at her. And you can see the arrow sticking out of the front and the back of the orc, and the axe is coming down. And he's falling at her with the axe raised. She still has another arrow knocked. And boom, right through the eye. And the orc falls on the ground, and she spits on him with her dreadlock hanging out of her cowl.
Mm-hmm.
And go for it. Oh, there's not much more. Go ahead.
That part, anyway. Cut to a Rock of Eternity floating doohickey with the hole in it that we spoke of earlier. And in the inside, you see a, looks like a throne room with a bunch of speakers around it. Because, you know, if you're a king and you want to talk, you got a lot of, speakers there. And you show
the feedback possibilities there.
Oh, yeah. You see a huge hallway with arches, and you see a kind of a cloaked figure with looks like feathers on his shoulder walking by. Then you see his eyes up close, another as
kind of like what you would wear in Las Vegas.
Yes, exactly.
Skyrim.
And you could see he's got some kind of headdress. It looks like a skull of a bird of some kind, and he has one red eye and one black eye, and he's kind of got the domino mask looking colors over his eyes with tears going down. Very goth like. Oh, the crow, like the crow. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it is more like the crow. Exactly.
So you see him, his full body, and he's got the, let's see, not David Copperfield, but he's got, a really bad Las Vegas magician look there, or a rock star. No shirt. Tight.
You ever see Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise?
Yes, there you go. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Long hair, cloak, very tight, skinny leather pants. And you see a big shot with all kinds of weird architecture behind them. And there's a guy on his knees. And then the weird sorcerer starts talking. Ancient of days, eyelids like the scales of morning, dweller between worlds, the unmaker. And the guy stands up, open my eye to the next world and accept this sacrifice. And he's standing behind a guy. And it looks like he might do something kind of weird there behind him. And he's like whispering in the guy that was on the ground. He's like, doing, And the next thing you know, the sorcerer guy slits his throat, blood splurt everywhere. Just think of a Quentin Tarantino film. And you got the idea. Especially Kill Bill. And you see for an overhead shot, they're on some kind of huge symbol, and usually these kind of things, you got your blood sacrificed. So anyway, he starts talking, he speaks some magic words, and then you hear him say the close-up of his mouth, which is really creepy, I am ready to accept your sacrament. I am ready to serve you in this world and the next. And then you hear words come from the dead man as the blood comes out of him and starts making shapes on the floor. And the dead man says, "You seek power you have yet to earn, child. I've been practicing that all day. I hope it was good. Anyway, yeah, you see the blood making shapes. And the sorcerer says, ask of me anything. Let me earn it. Let me show you how strong my faith has become. And then we another close-up of the dead man, and you see his eyes are bright orange where the irises are, anyway. And it says, the work I have for you will require great sacrifice. You will be required to prove your worth to find a seat at my table. And then we see a another shot of the dead man with the sorcerer behind him. Accept the communion. Open yourself to my presence and be remade. And then you see the nasty dark stuff come out of the dead guy's mouth and float up into the air and go into the sorcerer's mouth. And the smoke's talking. It says, believe in me and I will show you power beyond description. And it keeps flowing into him. Become an instrument of my will, and this world will tremble beneath your feet. Serve me, and you shall never know death. And it keeps going in there. And it finishes as a little wisp of it. And the sorcerer says, I live to serve you in all things. And next scene.
Next. All right, so we got two young nerds coming to visit Nolan. Well, they are. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I'll give you credit.
Shut up those orcs.
Yeah. Well, they can handle themselves.
Yes, I didn't say they were not capable.
Okay. All right.
You picked a pretty isolated place to meet, miss. And she says, Molly. And we tend to be a bit overcautious, with good reason. Okay, Miss Molly. Good golly, Miss Molly. I'm Will Nolan, and you've got 5 minutes of my time. Don't waste it. We need someone to take us west to Kansas City. We hear you're a man who can be trusted. Just the two of you? Nope, there are two others in our groups. Scientists, not soldiers. Oh, maybe the other two are nerds. I assume they all four were scientists.
No. They're scientists. Not. They're not LARPing, trust me.
I think I'm going to need to hear a few more details. My obvious curiosity notwithstanding, there remains the fact that scientists aren't generally the rugged outdoorsy type. That's why we're hiring you, Mr. Nolan. Trip is hard enough without dragging dead weight along for the ride. And the dude, I think? Maybe. No, it's hard. I don't know. One of them says, I'll vouch for them. I've seen them in tough conditions. They can hack it. They pull their weight, and they don't complain. Well, I'm going to want to meet them all the same. Excuse me. I don't travel with anyone I don't know, and that goes double for guys who could be a liability if things get hairy. And she says, I appreciate your caution. It's why you were recommended to us in the first place. You meet the rest of my team, and you still want the job, you're hired. He says, all right, then. I'll need a few days to gather or to check your guys, gather supplies, and map our route. Meet me tomorrow night at the public house and we can start going over the specifics. And as they walk away, he says, okay, Rook, all clear.
This is one of my favorite Rook parts.
Jumps down from the ceiling. He looks like one of the Talons from Batman. Court of Owls. Thanks for the backup, Batman. Go ahead and follow them. Make sure they don't have any nasty secrets.
Yeah,
they certainly seem legit, but let's do our due diligence.
Yeah, a little aside there, I guess they're making a special edition replica, full-size helmet of that character for sale. Sometimes I follow Jeremy on Instagram.
Oh, now you're on a first-name basis, I see. Okay.
Not to his face.
Just behind his back. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
he goes to him and there's several other writers that are local to Missouri. They go to Planet Comic Con frequently, B. Clay Moore, Andrew Grecian. He's more of a novelist than a comic book writer. I'm trying to think. There's a couple more, but I've met them all up there, and they're pretty cool. Anyway.
Excellent. So then we flip scenes, and we get some, I don't know, beasties?
Those are orcs.
With horns, and
yeah.
They're orcs?
Yes.
Okay, we get some orcs. They're running around, and one of them says, faster, it's gaining on us. And some buddy appears with a skull on his head and a big pickaxe, and he's a scary dude. Anyway, the orc says it's the beast that killed Slow Eye and White Claw. It knows no mercy, and of course it kills them. It slices them in bits, and then it throws its knife-edged rifle.
Yeah, I think it's like a shotgun, but it's a shotgun, but you don't get to see that till a little bit, for a little bit. Anyway, go ahead.
Is a rifle not a shotgun?
No, go ahead. Whatever.
They're not? They're not the same?
No, a rifle shoots actual bullets, single bullets. Shotgun shells shoot pellets. It's a little slightly different.
Okay.
Anyway.
All righty. Anyway, it goes through the orc and...
with a shunk.
Then the dude, yeah, kashunked. He takes off his hood, his skull, pulls out the long gun, booms him in the head, and then starts to sing. I don't know if we're supposed to know this song.
I have no idea.
I do not know this song.
Oh, at towards the end, you hear there's a band that I guess...
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
there, I'm a fool I guess there's a band that dirty work. They
it's a song. It's a real song.
Okay.
I believe you.
Never heard of it. But anyway, go ahead.
So, red-haired beard guy cuts off one of the orc's tusks.
Yeah, that's
and good. Goes on his way. He likes to have his little souvenirs. Uh-huh. And we're not really sure what the point of that little scene is. I'm sure it will come
it's
up.
Introducing another character.
Later on.
Yeah, it's one of the other characters that hasn't, you know, I could take over now.
It's Steely Dan, people. I never mind. Whatever.
I'm not a music guy. I'm sorry. This is the way it is. Okay. Now we go back, and this brings up the point a little earlier. We see this is Nolan. It takes a little bit to figure that out because some of the characters. Well, I mean, yeah. Anyway, this is Nolan, and he's by himself getting ready, and you can see his right arm, the one that caught the machete earlier, is somewhat dark than the rest of him, and it's kind of shaded at the moment. And he's looking at a picture of a military bunch. At least it looks like a military bunch. It might be just a bunch of guys that got together when all the shit went down, when the magic came back. And he's looking at his arm, and you can see there's the gun he carries sitting there as well. And then the next thing you see, he starts feeling a lot of pain, and the darkness that is on his limb starts going up his neck and face, and that's why I brought it up earlier. And then next thing you know, he's screaming, and it is completely over his body, and he looks like some kind of monster. His eyes are glowing, and then he wakes up, and that was all a dream. And he screams.
Oh, it was a dream.
And then you look at his arm again. But his arm is still like that. And something happened to him, obviously, and it's maybe spreading. And he looks at his arm again, and you see a close-up of his eyeball. Which, you know, it seems like almost every last panel is a close-up of an eyeball. You ever notice that?
They all have that red eye. They got pink eye.
Yeah. And that's the end of it. And then you have this, I like this little thing they got here. Welcome to the realm. Guided tours available now. Acceptable forms of payment include antibiotics, non-perishable food, clean water, bullets, additional charge for any members of your party without proper weapons training. Humans only. No exceptions. No one under 18 admitted. Feet covers guide services only. Anything your guide has to kill will cost you extra. Payment is due up front. In the event that you or those are traveling with you are killed, a partial refund may be issued at your guide's discretion. And it's got an email address, letterstotherealm@gmail.com. And then we have a whole big thing of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Testimonials,
that's it. For the realm, you got Tim Seeley, Mark Benedin, which I don't recognize his name, Aaron Cooter, Alex Grecian, which is one of the ones I said that he's friends with from around here. Lots of good words there. And that's the end.
Jeff Lemire, Ben Templesmith.
Yep. Yeah. So, it's I really like it. And I've read the rest of it. And they have, a band they're helping promote that's maybe local around here. I don't know. But I think it's something else, but I don't know. I'm not a music guy. But anyway, this is really good stuff. Oh, there you go. Steely Dan. I see that. I'll have to watch that here in a little bit. I like this. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. It's my usual thing, but I definitely will be reading issues 2 through 4 and see if it sticks.
I think you did pretty good. It goes into more detail a little bit, but I like how the description on Image Comics page just tells you exactly what's going on, but I had read, a little bit what it was about, and I was surprised. And, I'm big, two of my favorite things, genres, are the post-apocalyptic and, of course, the magic stuff, the fantasy stuff. So it's real good together, in my opinion. I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you enjoy it, Murray? I didn't hear.
Yeah, I didn't mind it at all. Yeah, I'll probably check out another issue or two.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, there's only 3 more issues out. The next issue 5 comes out the end of next month. So, there you go.
Excellent.
All right. So, we probably should do a top 10 of the year or something like that. What do you think?
Well, sure.
Why not?
And if you haven't read it, and I sent you guys an IM on this, and anybody who's listening, read the latest issue of Nightwing. Oh my God, it is so good.
I read
good.
It this morning. I liked it.
I am so
Wasn't
behind.
It good?
I'm like 5 or 6 issues behind on Nightwing.
Don't even worry about it. You
just skip
you
to
don't
that
even
one.
Need to read the okay. issue. Just
is this like
read
the
new one.
First issue of the new creative team, or have they been on for a bit?
They might have been.
I think they're the new team. I think Tim Seeley left after last issue, and they've got this new guy writing it, or he's on a break, and this new guy's writing a few issues. I don't know. I don't know the story behind the creative team, but I was so impressed with how well it read, and
good.
The art had similar coloring to like when you see Sorrentino drawing stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The guy who worked with.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
Highly recommend.
All right, then. That sounds good. Let's see. Whole new year, ladies and gentlemen. And stuff and things. I think I'll try to contact Mr. Hahn and see if he'd like to come and talk to us. I haven't read The Beauty yet, but it's got a lot of good reviews. I've got the first trade I got on sale on Comixology I need to read, but he'd be kind of cool to get on there, and considering the local connection, he may do an interview. So we shall see.
But only if we call him Jeremy.
Yes. No, I'm going to call him Mr. Hahn until he tells me different. He's younger than me, so I mean, you know. So, but anyway, he's a real deal, I think. His Batwoman work was really good, the ones that I read. I didn't read all of it, but anyway, that's about it.
Alrighty. Joy of New Year's.
All right, yes.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Feliz, Navidad.
Yes, all
Happy
that.
Martin Luther King's birthday in a few weeks.
Yes. Yes, I get that day. I think I'm going to get that day off. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Just down here, south of the border, Murray.
Yep.
Yes, I have heard of Mr. King.
Yes.
You have, okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Hey.
And we are out. All right, go ahead.